Quiet Life. I'm your host, Ruth Amos. It's really good to have you here. It's always good to have you listening. Today's episode's a bit special. As you know, if you've been listening recently, every fortnight I go and have a chat to Scotty Haas at the radio station Ultra 106.5, which you can find at ultra106five.com. And we talk about whatever I feel like talking about. But this week, it was a special week, and we talked about what Scott felt like talking about. So have a listen to Scotty and I have a chat, and then I'll talk a bit more, as always, about it afterwards.
Good morning, this is Hobart Soul 26.5, and it's the Rise Up Appeal. And I've got someone in the studios, and she normally comes and talks about a whole bunch of other stuff, but today we're talking about the appeal, because she has had such a long history with the radio station. I'm like, we should talk appeal today. It's Ruth Amos. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You got up bright and early this morning.
I did. I woke up at 6, and I got out of bed, just like we talked about last night.
Nice. So you're staying in tune with your sleep cycles.
I'm doing my best.
Nice. I'm actually at the stage now where I wake up and I'm just like, oh, what's the time? Oh no, I hope I'm waking up mid-sleep cycle, you know, I'm going to feel rotten for the rest of the day, you know, and I'll freak out. So, this morning I think was one of those mornings and you just wake up and be like, oh, I want to get out of bed.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, it's midwinter.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody actually wants to get out of bed at the moment.
I've got some friends that are freaks and they're early morning and they get up and they
go, you know, for a swim at the beach.
For a swim at the beach.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm like, what are you thinking? He goes, it's really refreshing. He says cold at first, but then it's really refreshing.
And you just go completely numb.
He's like, whose son are you? Like, you're not my son. So no, it's crazy. But anyway, you and I more like, I think, you know, bed sounds so much more attractive.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Now you've had a very long association with the radio station. Tell us about that.
I actually remember, like, back when I was a kid, little kid, they had a kids half hour kids spot. I can't remember what it was called, but I remember getting together with Uncle Martin, being a co-host and picking the songs, and yeah, it was really fun. So, you know, like all the way back then, my parents were, you know, part of the deal with what it was HFCFM back then, and supporting it. And my mum's a classical musician, so we mostly listened to classical music. But if we were listening to anything else, it was Ultra.
And the thing is, like, way back then it was 7HFC, and it stands for hope. Yeah. It's in our DNA, isn't it? The hope is in the DNA of the radio
absolutely.
Station.
Absolutely. Hope Foundation Communicators. Let's communicate hope. Been there since the very beginning. Yeah.
And even now, you know, that's our goal. We want to communicate the hope of Jesus.
Yeah.
And so that's very much our goal.
It's the true hope. It's the only true hope.
So tell me, why should people get behind this radio station? And you pretty much just said it, I think.
Because of the hope. Because it gives, you know, generously to the community something that they can't get from anywhere else. It's good for our children to listen to, even if we don't have the kids spot anymore. But it's, you know, it's clean and it's good music. Love your music. And I have a friend who used to run a dance school back here, and she would say when she was picking music for the dance school, she's like, well, you know, if Scotty's okayed it for the radio station, then it's probably okay for my kids to dance to. So, yeah, I just think it's a very important message to the community that, you know, God is around, and it's a message that they just don't get from anywhere else.
Yeah, and this last, you know, 12 to 18 months with COVID, you know, a lot of families have been affected by that. I think now, for me, it's more important than ever to have us in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to have that voice that can reach out to the lonely, and we now know just how lonely you can get when you're stuck in a house by yourself. But that voice, that friendship, because it is a friendship. Like when you listen to the same announcers all the time, there's something about listening to someone's voice that means that you feel like you get to know them and you're friends with them. I mean, that's why I do a podcast, because I'm not going to run a radio station. But you know, it's the same thing. It's that voice and it is community. It is bringing us together and making us feel like we belong to each other.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing, like, it doesn't go one way. You know, we feel like we have, you know, a family of thousands, you know, and very much feels like that. It's not like, oh, we get in here, we do our job, and then we're out of here. It's a family for us, you know. Yeah. Like, it's more than a job, you know. It's something that's deeply personal, because, first of all, we feel like we're actually, you know, giving something to our community, but we just feel like that this community is our family, and it's really cool.
You hear all those amazing stories of, you know, the right thing said at the right time, or you know, just having you there and having you someone for the kids to listen to in the car and all that kind of stuff, the feedback coming back is just, it must be so uplifting.
Yeah, it's good. Hey, well, next week we'll get back, or in a couple of weeks we'll get back and we'll talk about other stuff, but we appreciate you talking about the appeal today.
Oh, it's really great. I think everyone should, you know, dig deep and support. I really think this is a very important part of who we are in Tasmania and, yeah, and around the world, but yeah, who we are and we should support, because where'd you get your money from? You don't get it from anywhere else. Hey, yeah, you need that support of the community. So dig deep, people.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, thanks, Ruth.
No
worries. See you in a couple of weeks.
See ya.
Hobart Salt Children 65. Hey, you can call now, make your donation on 6231 1065, or also online at ultra106five.com.
So as you can see, it's a little bit of a different podcast this week because we're supporting Ultra 106.5. And because they are a listener-supported radio station, they get all of their funding, or nearly all of their funding, from people like you and me, and I just think they're really, really worth supporting. My history with them does go way back. Yes, we were part of their children's corner on when we were little kids. We'd go in and oh my goodness, we had the cartridges that you stuck in, and it was all very hands-on, and, you know, lining up records to play exactly the song and all that kind of stuff. They're the people who I used to make my mixtapes with when I was a teenager. And there's one song that I sing differently in my head because my mixtape had a bit of a glitch on it because of something that happened with the radio station or the tape recorder or something. So yeah, in my mind, it's seared in that way. And then when I was a school leaver, Ultra was one of the places that I went to work, and I was working on categorizing songs according to their beats per minute, listening to the sound and saying, okay, this one's a 60 beat per minute, this one's 70, and so on, so that they could put like songs together so you're not jarred from one song to another one. I got to see the background to the radio station, and my parents at that time were the president and vice president of the radio station. And so they were really enjoying being part of that, being part of the community. And I've always known that there's this huge community of announcers, radio announcers. I'm the only person in my family who hasn't actually been a radio announcer on Ultra 106.5. My sister called herself CJ the DJ. Anthony was Langer. And we just enjoyed being part of that community, in my teens and early 20s. And then, you know, I haven't stopped listening. Ultra is a really big part of my life. And it's really fun to be a part of their community now, doing my little spot every fortnight and being supported by them. So today, as I chat to you, it's the last day of their appeal, but that means nothing because you can give to them at any time by just going to ultra106five.com and hitting the donate button, and it's going to help them out absolutely massively. And I guess one of the reasons why I am doing this podcast on the last day of the appeal is because their technology is getting older, so it's slightly less reliable, and so often there's just a little glitch or something happens, and the amazing Keith Dobson has to come in and find my recording of my chat with Scotty so that I can put it on my podcast. And, you know, I think it would be absolutely amazing if we could give enough to this radio station that they could update their computers and their technology, their software, and everything that they need to be able to keep doing an excellent job of providing for the community. And it's not only the radio station, because they have digital radio online that you can listen to, and they have listeners all over the world who listen to their radio station and get that message of hope. So I am not the world's best salesperson, but this is something I can really get behind and encourage you to get behind. If you can, give a little bit, every little bit counts. And I think that Ultra 106.5 is just something worth supporting and encouraging. It's one of the good guys in this world. So that's it from me, but I will chat to you again about normal stuff next time.